Paloma of PiratePods.com, and I'm here with Davey Jones and
Abraham
of Team Abraham.
So, Abraham, how are you doing tonight? You excited about playing this evening?
Yes, I was very excited. One of my favorite bands is Neva Genova, and we happen to have some mutual friends in common, so it made it even more special.
Tell me how you got started.
Well, I was playing in a band called The Else, and some of the members had other priorities, and so I decided to start writing songs by myself, just kind of stuff that I was getting into, like kind of country folky stuff. The other band, The Else, was kind of more rock, and I played a couple of solo gigs, coffee house stuff, and open mic, and then my friend Andy here from the Casbah booked us for a show at the Tower Bar, and I thought the Tower Bar is not the kind of place where you want to do acoustic. So I called a couple friends, and he booked us, and we got a little, you know, like two rehearsals together. And I showed them the songs really rapidly. And so we played the Tower Bar December 15th of 2007. So we're pretty fresh still. And, he said I was performing under the name Abraham Nunez and Friends, just solo coffee house stuff. And then he said, I have a name for you guys. And he said, I was watching this show called Band of Brothers. And he said, there's this joke in there. It's a religious joke. It's a Judaism joke, and we like ethnic jokes. I think they're funny, you know, when they don't hurt people. But he said, there's this part in the show where he said, don't do business. One of the characters says, don't do business with that guy, because he's like his, you know, Team Abraham. He's like, he's Jewish. And he goes, I have a name for you guys. If you guys are going to do the show, you guys are going to perform under that name. So that's actually how it came about.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, I'm going to be doing a cooking show eventually in the next couple of weeks. So,
cool.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. But anyway, so I need a recipe. If I were to get a big sheet of aluminum foil and put some things inside of it and then pop it in the microwave for 30 seconds. It's good to put aluminum foil in the microwave.
Okay.
It's exciting.
We'll see some lightning.
Yeah, we'll see some lightning. But anyway, after I put these things in the foil,
yeah,
and after the plane passes, then I put the things in the foil, and I put it on for 30 seconds in the microwave, open up the door, and Team Abraham jumps out of the microwave. What things would I have put in that foil?
Wow. You would have put some basil. Some oregano, some black pepper, some custard, and maybe some bacon, and maybe like a loaf of like baguette bread, and like 2 ounces of Pabst.
Just 2 ounces?
Just 2 ounces.
Why
just
2 ounces?
Flavor. Just for flavor, and
marinade.
Yeah, just marinade.
Just marinade.
That's a great question.
Does Pabst make a good meat marinade?
I've never tried it before. I just like it generally. I just like it, yeah.
We do too. Here's a question for you. So then, you know, your music now is moving in a folky, folksy, country direction. Did any of that music influence you when you were younger?
No.
Really?
No.
Wow.
Well, we listen to a lot of mariachi because I'm from Hispanic descent. So maybe as far as the folkiness is concerned, and the messages of the songs, very kind of working man's kind of songs. And no, but I started getting into country just like a couple of years ago. Just I remember, well, probably when the songs Gone for Good off the Shins' album, Shoots Too Narrow, that was like a pretty good introduction to folky country. And then this local musician named Arabella Harrison, about 3 or 4 years ago, came out, and I just saw her, and I was completely enamored with country. And she had it growing up. I talked to her about it extensively, and she just said, like, this is what I heard growing up, and I didn't, but I wish I would have. I was just more drawn to, like, the storytelling and the messages and how it was just very organic, very, very smooth, very subtle, nothing too heavy. It's just very, I like it, just smooth.
Certainly smooth. Those forms of music are smooth, but you know that smoothness can be such a powerful thing. One of the things we noticed tonight while we were listening to your music is that just how powerful just a simple phrase could be. And I don't know, oftentimes something that could be just smooth and not overtly powerful ends up being more powerful because it relates with more people.
Well, the songs are really basic, and it's one of the things that I told the guys when we started playing is, actually, I'll refer to Andy again, Andy Robillard from here at the Casbah. Our first show at the Tower Bar, he said, your songs are really good. I could see how you were playing coffee houses before just by yourself. Don't have your friends do too much, he said. Just let them back off. The vulnerability of your voice and the lyrics alone are what can really convey the most. You don't need to do too much. So the guys have always understood that, and they've been really helpful. They've been really appreciative of the basic message of the songs.
If there's one unanswered question that you have today, what is it?
One unanswered question. I don't know. I try to be pretty straight up. People ask me things about my personal life, and I'll tell them. I try not to hide anything. I try not to do anything that would. I like to let my friends know where I'm coming from personally, especially my bandmates. They all know, very personal things about me. So no, I don't think I have any unanswered questions. I do have, some things that I've done that I'm not proud of, but. It's all known. Yeah.
So that's good. You keep the honesty alive, and I think that's an important thing. If there's one thing that, this is one of my favorite questions, and if there's one problem that you could solve in a number of days, what would it be?
Illiteracy.
Wow.
Yeah. Illiteracy. I think personally it's the major cause of crime, and any downfall is just that people need help personally with education is the most therapeutic thing, and when you can't do that, you're mad at life. When you can't learn, you're mad at life. So I'd say illiteracy, because it's a bold statement, but the one cause of downfall of humanity.
I have to agree so much. I think that for me, when I was a teenager, I could have been in a lot of trouble, but yeah. If it weren't for libraries and such,
yeah.
Places, that kind of outlet, I mean, who knows where I'd be today, but the libraries are really were lifesavers to me, besides Paloma. That's like firsthand, but
yeah.
Libraries for sure. I mean, yeah. When I was a young boy, I mean, they saved me from a lot of hardship and trouble.
So, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was always into literature and local, just even like, picking up something like The Reader and reading it. And seeing what's going on around town, or picking up a newspaper and saying what's going on about your town. You're more connected. When you're not connected with those things that you can learn about, and you feel disconnected, and you go about and you commit overt acts, things that are harmful to people because you feel isolated.
So, what other jobs have you had?
Oh, I've been a shoe stock clerk. I've been a clerk of other sorts. I've been a helper, a volunteer, a nonprofit. I've owned a couple of businesses. organic catering business that I have with my ex-wife. We did that for 4 years. Wow. That was a lot of fun. And then we did, after that, helping out. I've been fortunate to have a lot of friends that had businesses, so they've, you know, employed me in all sorts of levels. You never tell me your place.
If it weren't for music, what would you love to do?
Been an author, right, or a poetry, nonfiction essayist. I was big on Albert Camus, Nietzsche, Jean-Paul Sartre, just kind of stuff like that. That's what actually helped me out when I was going through rough times. Poetry. One of our songs is named dedicated to Charles Bukowski. It was a letter I wrote to him before I knew he was dead. So I had a friend who I worked with when I was a clerk, and he was an author, and he said what inspired me was just reading Charles Bukowski. Anybody can do it. Anybody can be a poet. I was like, really? Really? So I bought all of his books and read them, you know, cover to cover, and anybody can really do it. He was the working man's poet.
Obviously, that poetry had a profound impact on your music, right? Mm-hmm. That's like,
yeah, it's very.
Do you ever refer to that? Is it ever a reference point when you're writing songs?
Just that one song, no, I guess it does. It does, filter in into what I'm doing, because what I'm doing is very basic. I'm not, writing metered prose necessarily, or I use simple techniques like alliteration or something like that, but nothing classical.
Okay, now your band comes out of the South Bay. Have you always been in San Diego, in South Bay area, your whole life?
Well, no, I lived a couple of blocks from here for like 4 or 5 years, and that's how I got to know a lot of friends here at the Casbah. As Ben is passing by, I've been here too late at closing time sometimes. No, I was pretty much in the South Bay, and then I moved up to Encinitas after I got married for like 2 or 3 years. Then we came straight to downtown. I always wanted to live in downtown. Because it's just, reading a lot of my favorite authors, they talked about living in the city and, how they'd go to the coffee shop and eat chocolate and drink beer, and it's kind of always what I wanted to do. And just be influenced by your city, the people, the service, the businesses, the nightlife. So downtown, then I just recently moved away from where I lived here a couple blocks away and moved back to the South Bay.
And how is that different? I just want to hear what you have to say, because David and I are from South Bay and grew up in National City, and it's different.
Yeah.
And so I'd like to hear why you think it's different than even being here in downtown.
If at all.
It's very dreary, dull, and dry. So you look for, outside stimuli. You look for shows. You look for local poetry readings. You look for, gangs, I don't know, you look for something to, extrovert you and get you out of the rut, so it's suburbia, it's, like every day you look for inspiration. Now I appreciate South Bay more than I did when I was growing up. I mean, I met all of my band members are from South Bay, except for my new bass player. Yeah, we all were all influenced by the same things, we all like rap music, we like tacos, and we like going to football fields and drinking beer under the bleachers, and what else do you do in the South Bay but get together with friends?
Abraham, if you were a tool, what would it be?
If I were a tool, a jackhammer.
Right. If you were,
because it's groundbreaking.
It's groundbreaking, yes.
If you were something that one would find in an office, what would you be?
The three-sided highlighter.
Multifaceted.
Yeah, the triangular highlighter. The purple, light purple, green, and orange.
All in one highlighter.
Yeah.
One last question for you, Abraham, is where can we get access to your music?
At www.myspace.com/AbrahamNunez, N-U-N-E-Z.
Also, this last question is not a question at all, but what we'll ask you to do is do your once.
After the plane passes.
Don't you love the city?
I do.
So invigorating.
Ask you to do your best pirate impression.
Well,
you knew this was coming.
Because he's so charismatic. Let's see, is he Dave? When he says something, he tends to shrug his neck down like this, and he's got the perpetual grin. As he's just full of smiles. That's what I like about Dave. So he's kind of like So we're really happy to come to your show. That's great. I'm sorry, but it's the smiles and it's the subtleness and the kind of coyness about it. It's kind of cute.
Once again, Davy Jones and Paloma speaking with Abraham of Team Abraham.
He's shrugging
right now, and it was a real pleasure tonight to do this. One of my favorite people in San Diego. Thank you.
Dave is likewise one of my favorite people, and Paloma, I wish I could get to know better, but I hope so.
I'll soon be one of your favorite people, don't worry.
Okay, I'm sure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. No candle.